Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Pardon me. Welcome to a weekly conversation. It's a Monday edition. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. Wow. Transgender rich elite actor Zach Braff has issued his latest demands, stating that the extreme left Marvel Disney don't have enough LGBTQRSTLYNYTDD, whatever, I don't know, rules. Rolls. I mean, what is causing this? Pardon me. 4,000% increase in people who don't know what gender they are, but, you know, they don't know what a woman is, but they call her the First Lady. You think that Newt Gingrich red wave is coming? Got to get out there and vote. Make sure there's no cheating. I mean, then you got Pat T. Murphy, this Democrat senator. What a joke she is. Oh, this Inflation Reduction Act, it's making things worse. You know, pardon me, she thinks it's worth, like spending money is going to make things better. Yes, we need to spend money to make the dollar more valuable. Yeah. That's why you want to get rid of as much counterfeit money if you make it as you can. And exchange it for real money, because once it's out of your hands, yeah, you're off the hook. Who knows? This red wave only is going to happen if you get out there and vote. Got a dry throat. Apologies. You got to get out there and vote, folks. One of the main things I really want to get into is this whole I'm LBGXRYQ. I mean, heck, we got to defund the police. Seattle council woman who wants to protect her home from police after feces is thrown at it, but she's like, defund the police. People don't want to have their homes protected by police, but they're supporting defunding the police. You have people that can't tell you what gender they are, but they're like, oh, Joe Biden's a woman. Well, how do you know she's a woman? How do you know? I don't know. She's a first something, because you can't say she... who knows? I know. Now, I can understand, like, Michelle Obama. You know, wondering if she's a... Who knows, but here we go.
Hey, this is Albert Tate from Fellowship in California, and I've got your verse of the day. It's Isaiah 54:10. Check this out. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Listen, some of you, the mountains are shaking right now. Come on, if we're honest, some of you are experiencing instability, and it feels like everything is shaking. Not only that, but it feels like stuff is leaving. People are leaving. The hills are being removed. And God says, in the midst of instability, and in the midst of things leaving and people leaving, and it feels like a season of loss, it feels like you're experiencing loss, one thing you will never lose is my covenant of peace. One thing that will never be shaky and unstable in your life is my love for you. So in the midst of shakiness, in the midst of loss, know that my love is the great stabilizer in your life. And my peace is forever present in your life. I know it's crazy right now, and it may be difficult, but his love ain't changed. And his peace is present right here, right now, today.
That is Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord who has mercy on you. Think about that as you're going through your evening or day, whenever you're listening to this. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm trying to understand this 4,000 billion percent increase in people who want police protection, but are defunding the police. People who are protected by guns will want to take away your guns. People who all of a sudden don't know what gender they are. I don't know. What am I? Mom, my teacher told me that I don't know what gender I am. I don't know. I need to be confused or something. I don't know. What do I do? Do you do? We have a crisis on our hands. They want to get rid of the nuclear family. Two women will never raise a person properly because there's no... If I'm a man, a guy needs a male figure in his life. Two women will never give that boy the manly stuff he needs. Two guys are never going to give the girl the female things she needs. I mean, like I say all the time, you know, gay people are waiting on straight people to make more gay people. But then we got these teachers. Yes, I got all these pride flags. See, all my students, you know, I mean, it's like a jumbo pride parade when you come to my classroom. Yeah, but no, thank you. I'm glad I grew up when I did. When I grew up, now I could tell you a lot of my, I couldn't even probably tell you if my teachers were married. I sure in the heck didn't know what they politically stood for. I remember when we watched a Bill Clinton, like, State of the Union address, because, you know, that he was president when I was in school, high school, and, like, his first term. And it wasn't about politics, folks. The president's going to come in here. He's going to shake someone's hand. He's going to do this. The Speaker of the House is going to introduce him. And yada, yada. And they went through the process of what's going to happen. Now, you would have that go on in school. Okay, pause. Can you believe Trump said that? I mean, oh, that's a lie. I mean, whatever. I mean, he's a racist bigot. I mean, he's just a big racist, man. He's a Nazi skinhead, and all his Nazi sympathizers, you know, they're just, you know, they, you know, whatever, man. I can't believe anyone can believe anything that comes out of his mouth. Okay, you know, they wouldn't show you the State of the Union address and explain what's going on. It would be all pushing an agenda. More when I was in school, it was about showing what a State of the Union address is and how you do it. I mean, but I'm trying to understand, like the Seattle councilwoman who wants police protection after feces thrown at her home, but she's defund the police. If you stand for defunding the police, you should automatically be blacklisted from getting any help from the police. You don't want us? You want to defund us? Well, I'm not. I wouldn't help her. Nope. Sorry. I need help. Kashima, she want a socialist Seattle councilwoman who led an effort to defund the police, now wants their protection. If you want socialism so bad, why don't you go back to the dictatorial regime or wherever you come from? And if you didn't come from one, then move to one. I want my freedom. I want my freedom. You know, all these kids that push this freedom crap. No, they don't. Kids today don't push freedom. How dare you say? I mean, everyone's offended by everything. I'm offended by everything, so shut up. I'm offended. I'm like, I offended you? How bad? And how bad? Because I could have made it worse. I just want to know on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did I offend you? Because, I mean, if it was not a 9 or 10, I'll work on it. What can I do more? Give me a list of triggers. Trust me. Do me a favor, buddy. Go back in your parents' – actually, don't go back in your parents' basement. Go up to the first floor. Help out and do the – unload the dishwasher, load it up clean, help out, vacuum, do something, help out something, and living with your parents, help them out. I mean, you have a president that passed a student loan bailout by a vote or two when Congress didn't vote on it. Our president walks around, doesn't... I mean, this is one part of the program that I'm being truly honest. As much as I don't want Biden president, what they're doing to him, parading him around, he obviously has no clue where he is, what he's doing. After speeches, he turns around, and you can't really see it too well, but if you could see it from a different angle, it looks like he's trying to shake someone's hand or he's talking and there's no one there. I think now the earpiece that they have to tell him what to do, I think he's thinking someone's behind him talking to him and he's going around trying to talk to him. It's disgusting. It's sickening what they're doing to that man, because that guy is so far. That guy has probably stage 3 dementia. He would be in the dementia wing in the assisted living community. And they're parading him around. He has no idea what he's saying, what he's doing. When he talks about 1922 blood pressure drug prices, it's 2022, not 1922. It's sad. It's sickening. It's crazy because they have all these, and I don't understand, because I watched this guy and I don't know what his name is. He's on YouTube and it's these little reels. I want to see if I can get a reel to come up if it shows his name. I don't know what his name is. The quartering? It's called the quartering. The T-H-E capital Q-U-A-R-T-I-N-G. And this guy exposes all these lunatic loonies. Hey, like, I'm a pride person. Yeah, like, my whole classroom is like a pride parade. Okay, now. Okay, first of all, I'm like, nope, sorry. You do not push Okay, I never, if my teachers were gay, I never knew it. If they were married, I never knew it. If you don't know what gender you are, fine, keep it to yourself. Okay, not this. Well, let me see here. I don't know. Yeah, you need help. I don't know. Am I? You know this. Well, if, son, if you want to be a beach ball, you go ahead. Oh no. I'm going to get in trouble because I called him son. And how do we know he's my son? I mean, you already have people that don't want... How dare you put their gender on a birth certificate? They choose their gender. I mean, these LGBTQ people sound about as smart as the people that want to take away... I mean, how can you support someone that wants to take away your guns when they got, like, cops all around you? If I was sitting there and I was police protection for someone that was supporting... To fund the police, I'd be like, okay, you lost my police protection because, yep, I just got defunded. Sorry, you're on your own. Good luck. It's pathetic. This world we live in. Don't worry. We need to have more LGBTQ rules. Yeah, if I want to see LGBTQ stuff, I'll go on Pornhub. Okay, Marvel, Disney was about, I don't know, about family-friendly programming. That's why I love watching PureFlix. I know what I'm going to watch. I know what, it may be a cheesy kind of thing, but it's, you know what you're watching. You know it's going to be wholesome entertainment. You know, it's not like you're not going to see something. I mean, I am one of those people that were talking about this at church the one night. Like, some of the old, like the Friday the 13th were hilarious to me because some of the old Friday the 13th movies were so fake. I mean, like, it was so obvious that it was like a wax figure with a nail. You could tell it was so fake and phony, you know, but, I mean, if you want change, you have to do something about it. You got to stand up. You got to be a parent and say no. Sorry, you're not. Sorry, don't push this pride crap. Don't push this. Don't allow it. Say enough's enough. I want my kid to be a kid, not to be someone that. Is something different. Remember back in the day, 1987, the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company came out with a camel character. They revised the camel from the camel cigarette ad, and they did Joe Camel. And they said, these kids are impressionable, and they don't know the deadly dangers of tobacco. And back then, they were trying to get young kids smoking, 12, 13, or 14-year-old boys, to get those that quit or died. That's what the guy, Dave Gurlitz from the Winston Company, he was when I was known as the Winston man. And they came over and they said, you smoking that still? Yeah. How come you guys from R.J. Reynolds don't smoke that bleep? Oh, we don't smoke the bleep. We just sell it. We reserve the right to sell for the young, the poor, the black, and the stupid. And he was told 12, 13, 14-year-old boys, they were trying to get 4,000 to 5,000 kids smoking every day to get those that quit or die. Well, let's get Joe Camel. Let's get kids hooked on Camel cigarettes using a cartoon character named Joe Camel. Oh, it's about actually getting adult brands switching to get adults to switch from rival brands. All the evidence showed that adults didn't switch at all to Camel. It was kids, young kids. Well, guess what, folks? That was targeting impressionable teens, little kids, you know, 12, 13, 14-year-old boys, 16-year-old girls, and stuff like that. And they stopped it. Well, the reason why, because they were getting so much backlash, and they said it's because, hey, it serves its purpose, time to go do something different, but no. You know, we know the real reason, I'm not going to say it, but It was impersonating little children to hook them into smoking. Well, let's take little impressionable kids and push them into all kinds of crap. Let's have drag shows. You got to stop that crap. You got to stand up and say, no, my kid's not going to be indoctrinated by this crap. You will stop pushing your LGBTQ. If you're LGBTQ, I didn't even know of such thing as gay or lesbian when I was a kid. I mean, there's some girls I went to school with that are lesbians that I never knew it. What does that mean? I wouldn't have had a clue. Now you have like 3-year-olds being indoctrinated and pushed into this LGBTQ lifestyle. I mean, you have all these people pushing. You see, I want to have white privilege. I want to have. Yeah, I'd love to have that, but I'd love to have the black privilege, where I can sit there and blame everything on the color of my skin. You know, I can get away with anything. You know, if I get pulled over, oh, you didn't pull me over because I did something illegal. It's because I'm black. Even though it's dark at night, you couldn't tell what color of skin I am. No, you just profiled, pulling me over, hoping I was black. And then when I am, then you're going to, you know, you would have just let me off with a warning. Or it probably would have been like, oops, sorry. But because the color of my skin, you would have done something to me. I mean, over half of Americans are considering multiple jobs amid Bidenflation. It's ridiculous. I mean, there are products on the shelves that I didn't want to pay the $5. I thought that was too much, and now it's like $9. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's ridiculous. I mean, then you got these, like, climate nuts. I don't know if you've heard about this. It happened in Germany where they took, like, this liquid mashed potato, and these climate activists in Germany vandalized a priceless Moet painting. Folks, I saw a bunch of cows on my way home from work. Yep, they were producing methane, so I killed them and ate them. You're welcome. Away. It's pathetic. The world's coming to an end because I was told it was, so yes. And we need to stop the world coming to an end. Yes. Yes, all those people that came over on gas-guzzling private Learjets that destroy the environment more than anything. I believe them. It's like they have these climate change summits, and like everyone shows up in their own private Learjet. They're not doing anything like earth friendly. They're not like in some sort of like bicycle propelled plane. You ever see those? It's like a glider, but like you sit in the thing and you pedal, and the pedaling gets the propeller to go. Not that thing. No, this is some like $4 billion private Learjet that you bought on the money you got from the people that gave it to you to help fight climate change. That's right, folks. You start a charity organization, and then you can donate money to it. Then it's a tax write-off. Then you can use that charity organization. You can go get paid to fly somewhere, give a speech, get paid, take a vacation. Oh, you'll speak at least once. You know, you got to have a speaking engagement to back up a legitimate claim that you actually went to fight the climate crisis, but really just going to some island nation just to go on vacation, you know, and kick it and have crystal champagne. But to make it look legit, you got to have a climate speech. You gotta talk to somebody about climate. Then you get a bunch of people and you get a bunch of your billionaire buddies and you fly down your private Lear jets and you all have different organizations that basically are, it's money laundering. It's a way for you to take money that's yours, put it into the organization that's yours, get a tax write-off, helps your charity, then you can go on vacation and you can write it off as a expense for your charity, and you just got to do a couple appearances, maybe speak, something like that. All in the name of climate crisis. Dun, dun, dun. Because you think the world's coming to an end because someone said so. Yes, they did. You don't know what gender you are because someone said so. It's, I wonder what they do another, like, in, like, because my one friend, she asked her mom, well, how would you say this? Because, like, there's a lot of things you say that have a male and female way of saying it. There is no gender neutral. If you're talking to a man, you say this word this way. If it's a woman, you say this word that way. I'm just waiting for them to demand that they change and add all kinds of words to a language just because it's not gender inclusive. So if I think, so, okay, well, a beach ball. Well, beach ball is either male or female, depending on what language, if you have genders in your language. Yes, I'm an oral barrel, and you need to address me as such. I'm a non-binary stainless steel oil barrel. I'm a new one, though. I haven't been used yet, but that's what I'm designed for. But, I mean, you could cut me in half and fill me with charcoal and use me as a grill, whatever. You know, I'm multi-purpose, and you address me as such. As a multi-purpose stainless steel oil barrel, not my oil barrel. Yes, I'm a multi-purpose stainless steel non-binary oil barrel. You'll address me as such. You'll use proper nouns on the conversation from now on. I have, if not, I'm going to be totally offended. If I was some artist and I did something that a lot of people said offended him, I'm like, how bad did I offend you? Because I would have done it more. How bad did I offend you? Because I would have made it worse if I would have known. Tell me what triggers you and trust me, I will push all your buttons. See, we had a little thing called a TV remote. Sometimes you never got triggered by anything, but sometimes you're forced to watch crap because I don't want to watch this. Well, it's either this or this. And of course, you know, and that's why I never, see, there was, what was it, Chris Rock or whatever. And he's like, don't you ever touch a black man's stereo. You know, like when I was a kid, when you put on the radio, whoever was driving had the radio. Now I'm older and it's like, let me listen to the radio. And then people get mad at you because you won't let them choose what they want to hear when you're the one driving. When I was a kid, I was forced to listen to whatever the driver wanted to listen to because when the driver is driving, it's his choice. So if I'm driving now, I want to hear this music. I'm the one driving. I need something to keep me motivated, something I'm going to get into. Well, fine, don't let her, and then they get mad at you because you won't let someone else in the car listen to the music they want to. I'm like, okay, I'll let them listen to the music they want to. I'm going to put this thing over the side of the road and put it in park, and they're going to drive. It's kind of like when I always wanted to have kids so bad, not because I can pass on my family name, but I could also do it so I could sit there and be like, yep, oh, so you can still breathe? Okay, well, we're going to have to get a shorter, what size is that neck? Because it needs to be Okay, when you button the top button on your shirt, you shouldn't be able to breathe. If you can breathe, then it's not tight enough. I can't get a finger. I mean, you shouldn't be able to get a finger through there. I mean, that's how, I mean, everything that I went through as a kid, you know, that crap that, like, got about 28 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you are around the world. But this whole everything, I'm offended by everything. Just I'm trying to understand this whole world. We have a 4,000% increase in all of a sudden people who, I mean, how can these people that are, how can they, because I read this article today where they were talking, it was like a liberal thing, and they were talking about the First Lady. I'm like, well, how do you know she's a lady? How do you know Joe Biden's a lady? You can't identify what a, you liberals can't identify what gender you are, but you call her a First Lady. I mean, have you asked her? Is Jill actually considered a, does she consider herself a woman, a lady? I mean, do you know what pronouns she uses? I mean, come on.
She could be the first man.
Yeah, I mean, have some respect. I mean, at least with Michelle Obama, you truly don't know.
You knew that she was the first man.
Yeah.
/ woman.
But, like I was getting on earlier, I am seriously sickened by what they're doing to, if you haven't seen, there's, go on Sky News Australia. They have like four clips on they're like 2 minute like newsreels, and almost every time when Biden leaves the stage, he turns around like he's trying to talk to someone or shake. Like, he is so far gone, it sickens me what they're doing to that man, parading him around when he obviously doesn't even know where he is. If he was at where I used to work at the assisted living community, he'd be in the dementia wing. And that's, trust me, I have 17 years of taking dementia training, taking classes on it, knowing how to interact with people with dementia, being around people who you say, hey, man, what a great Cubs game, man. That was awesome. Well, oh, yeah, it was. And then you go around the corner and he comes around the corner. What do you think about that Cubs game? And he had no idea. He just talked to you about the Cubs game, and it's sad. He was a brain surgeon. And it's just crazy. And what they're doing to that man. And so Biden does not have dementia, and that's not new, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And what we need to do is, okay, we're about ready to vote some things in, because she, I'm protected by guns, but I think we need to get rid of guns. We need to get rid of guns, but I want to be protected by them. I want to defund the police, but I need to make sure that the cops are protecting me, because they need to protect me because I'm Nancy Pelosi. Because, you know, because, I mean, it's kind of obvious that when you're surrounded by cops, but you want to defend the police, I mean, that's a big thing. It is. I know it is. And I just want to remind people that this is, it's not water. It's not vodka. You know, it's not, I don't drink vodka. It's real water. I know, because I'm Nancy
really
Pelosi.
Wow.
Well,
did she really say? Just, I'm going to let people know.
I mean, that's how these people are. I mean,
I'm gonna go lay down there.
Okay.
Let's see. So bad.
But when you have these Democrats who are talking like this Inflation Reduction Act is gonna help spending, it's gonna make spending better. It's gonna lower the inflation rate. We're gonna spend so much money that we're gonna lower the deficit. Why don't we just make minimum wage like $1,000 an hour and we can all be wealthy? Do yourself a favor. Do math. Figure out what 20 bucks, like 22 bucks an hour, 24 bucks an hour is what it used to be at Subway in San Francisco. And I talked to someone and he's like, yeah, that's the equivalent of like $6 an hour where I live. it's funny. You know, we need to spend money to get out of debt. Yeah. Captain, how come when I spend more, my credit card balance goes up and up and up? Something wrong. If someone wants to call in and help me out because I'm spending more, I'm charging more, but my debt's not going down. What am I doing wrong? So, like, my friend posted this thing and it has, like a car with, like a trailer with, like, 1,000 boxes behind it. He goes, this is my wife's last order from Amazon. I'm like, yeah, and she didn't know what she got either, did she? I mean, you have these people that are so impressionable. It's scary. But the world's coming to an end, so we need to take and destroy a priceless Monet painting. Because I guess, like those people that went into Ireland in this grocery store and started dumping out milk, how's that going to solve the problem? I mean, don't worry, folks. Over half of the Americans have considered multiple jobs to fight inflation. It's ridiculous. We got a red wave coming if you get out and vote and you get out and you do your due diligence and try to report stuff. I know in a lot of these liberal counties and liberal states, it doesn't matter. They're just trying to report voter fraud to people that know what's happening and are allowing it to happen. It's, you know. It's just ridiculous. This is kind of an interesting thing. The Biden crime wave is so bad that one Minneapolis church bought the gas station next door because it was a consistent crime hotspot. Well, that can easily be rectified. Have everyone behind the counter fully armed and fully loaded. Let me tell you something. Who's going to try to rob a gas station if you got two people in there with bulletproof vests and AR-15s fully loaded? And that's just two guys. That's not the guy behind the counter, someone in the back. It's just crazy. This whole, and I guess that's what I've been trying to understand. This whole, you call her the first lady, but you can't identify what a woman is. But don't worry, folks. We got our problems are solved. Global warming has ended, folks. The milk spilling and the destroying of a Monet painting. That the world is safer now, and it's gonna get better because Liz Cheney has come out saying she will do whatever it takes, including presidential run, to stop Trump. Oh, geez. Please run. Oh, God, please. Dear Lord, I ask you to have Liz Cheney run for president, please. You thought Biden was bad or Hillary Clinton was bad? Oh, she's going to be like a highlight reel for months. I would do whatever it takes to stop Trump. Even if that means pouting. Kind of like Dean Howard, we're going to roll into Washington, and we're going to roll into Delaware, and we're going to roll into Florida. Remember that? Trump is going to lose, I know he is, because I'm going to pout if he don't. Dude, you better get the, you better get some like depend, some female depends and a girdle on if you're gonna try. Oh Lord, man, that's just hilarious. I mean, she's, no one likes her. She sucks. But hey, don't worry, she's gonna win. I don't understand. I mean, this is where this whole world makes no sense. The World Health Organization debuts report on harms of physical inactivity 2 years after the stay at home, stay safe thing. See, they want to try to use the World Health Organization in a way to push propaganda and to push agendas. Oh. What's going to happen? Yeah. You need to not stay home and be inactive. You need to get up and go and do. Oh, 2 years ago we said stay home and stay safe. Oops. Remember that? You need to be a couch potato and sit on your butt for a virus that's not that deadly, that we're going to come up with a vaccine that we're going to tell you that's going to help. Don't you just need to get the vaccine, because once everyone's vaccinated, we can get back to normal. Oh, the vaccine doesn't really stop the transmission or spread, so good luck. Anything coming out of the White House or Dr. Fauci or anybody on the left, just do the exact opposite. Any pharmaceutical company, just do the exact. If they tell you that you need to take this new, no, I don't. Federal judge, this is kind of interesting. Fun. I mean, we'll see if it goes anywhere, but a federal judge has ordered Dr. Fauci / White House to testify on COVID-19 big tech collusion. Remember when we had doctors and said, hey, this and this and this, this and all this stuff, and, you know, try hydroxychloroquine and try these different things, and they were shutting us down. They have top 10 cafes, lies, goofy statements in the last 30 days. They have a top 10. That means in the last 30 days, Biden has had more cafes and lies and goofy statements and all kinds of stuff that makes no sense in the last 30 days. He's had more than 10, because that is just the top 10 that they're showing. It's be a Breitbart. I mean, Trump would legitimately trip and they'd be like, oh, he's got problems. We need to get him out. The 25th Amendment, they need to invoke it, but then, oh, that'd mean Kamala Harris, and then Pelosi would step up. Oh, jeez. From what I'm understanding, if they would invoke the 25th and get Biden out for a mental incompetence, and then they put Kamala Harris would step up as the president would, I'm pretty sure that Pelosi would become second in command and be the vice president. I don't know about, because I've heard that's what would happen. I've heard that she would temporarily become vice president until one is appointed. I've been told that she would become the vice, and then, oh, Lord. Wait until after this red wave happens, when you get out and vote and do your part. Yes, yeah, is Oz better than John Fetterman? Sure, but I mean, he's Dr. Oz. I think he's very liberal. I think he's very rhino. And of course, there's a lot of these black people running for Senate and stuff, and they're trying to push everything as a race, and or, well, this guy wants to make sure that if you get raped, that you can't have an abortion. There's almost every state has some sort of ability to have. They act like a woman can never. Now, there's a thing called 0.0853%. Less than 0.1% of the population get pregnant by a rape. It's very, very, very minute. I'm not downplaying it, but it's not this, like, massive amount that, like, you think. But it's like they act like, oh, the world's coming to an end. A woman can't choose. Okay, the majority of people that want to have abortion as a way to stop pregnancy, you know, because, hey, I've screwed up. And sad, folks. Hello?
Hey, Kyle. How you doing? Joe.
What's up, brother?
Same old thing. You know what somebody mentioned last week or the week before on a talk show, that it'd be a good idea for conservatives to have a hub so that all the conservatives can go to it, share information, and do things like that. So what do you think about that?
I think the problem I have is like even if you have like a Like Twitter, where, you know, like Elon Musk is going to take over and all this stuff, even if you have like a place, you're still going to have people that infiltrate it that are on the left. They're going to try to push disinformation, you know, and it's going to be hard to control to find out what's actually really legit and what's not. But I think it's a good idea.
Well, a hub does exist, so I was thinking of gathering together the conservative talk show radio hosts here on Block Talk Radio. But the more I thought about it, the more I said, nah, I'm not going to go through the trouble. It'll be like trying to herd cats together. So the best I'm going to do is whenever I'm on a show like yours, I can tell you that the hub exists, where to go, and what you can do with it if you want to. But for me to go around and try to gather the conservative talk shows, bring them together on a show, and get them to be to coalesce, I think it's an exercise of futility for me. So if you want, I can give you the URL, and you can check it out.
Definitely.
Okay. It's called Save My Freedom Movement. Just look it up in Google, and it's Save My Freedom Movement.
Okay.
And it's sponsored by a person here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been around for about a year or so. From the looks of it, it looks pretty good to me. You know, so there you can go, and, nobody has to merge their agendas together. You just get together, and you talk, and you find out, you know, hopefully what you have in common, what you can do to help each other. So I'm not going to gather people around. I'm just going to tell them what the URL is and let them do it.
Yeah. Because I think that's one of the biggest problems in this nation right now is there's so many people, and we don't, okay, we know there's, what do we do? How do you fix when you have a 4,000% increase plus of people that don't know what gender they are, don't know that are being, like I tell people, because I have a bunch of parents that listen, you know, if your kid is coming home and your teacher has the room looking like a pride parade, you need to say something. You need to stand up. No, that's not acceptable. Like when I was in school, I probably didn't even know if my teachers were married. or I sure in the heck didn't know what political affiliation they were. He didn't talk about that stuff.
Hey, I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to have reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's why I was opposed many years ago, decades ago, to have sex education taught by the schools. It's a responsibility by the parents. If you have the federal government take over that responsibility, this is what you get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. You have a drag show teaching your kid about sex.
Yeah, not only that, they split their legs open, they let the kids touch their crotch. They got videos of that.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder, why are the parents bringing their 5 and 6-year-olds to a drag queen exhibition?
Yeah.
I think it's stupid. I think it's sick. I think those parents should be slapped down.
Yep.
You know, wake them up and say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you leaving your house for to bring your child to a stranger who's exhibiting himself in weird ways in drag makeup? How does it benefit your child to see this crap?
Yeah. Well, it's like that lady that came to the school board meeting dressed in an outfit, and she goes, "Oh, these people are offended by it." And we're like going, "What the heck are you wearing that for?" And he goes, "There was a guy that came to school wearing this exact same outfit. If you're offended by me wearing this, then you need to be wondering what's going on and questioning why was that going on in the school with these kids."
Yeah, is that the one where they had the giant prosthetic tits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ah, America's going down the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then when you look at some of the Republicans that are running, it's like, okay, well, would he be better than the Democrat? Sure, but he's a rhino, so what's the difference?
There isn't any. I predict that if we have this so-called red wave, that half the Republicans that get newly elected or even reelected, half of them are going to be proven rhinos anyway. Doesn't matter if Trump endorsed them.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I feel like. There's going to, we're going to have a red wave, but like over half of them are going to cave to the Democrats and vote with the Democrats.
Yeah. You know, it's Congress is, you know, it's the state of Babylon. It's corrupt beyond control. So
yeah.
I don't, anybody gets elected, you know, I just figure they're going to join the mob.
Yeah. And that's what always has frustrated me, because I'm someone like, okay, yeah, was Bush better than Al Gore? Probably, but he was still wrong. You know, like, okay, was this guy with Bob Dole over Clinton? Probably, but still, he was not the right person. I was just like, I'm tired of having to choose between bad and worse.
Yeah, I don't want to put any of them in there. I don't vote for the lesser of two evils. If I find that I don't like anybody who's running for office, I just don't vote for them. I'm not going to help put them in.
Yeah. And like I've told some of my friends, you got a cell phone. If you go to vote and you look up and it has like 4 judges, look them up. You can sit there as long as you need to. If you don't, I'm not going to vote for someone I don't know who they are.
Yeah. And I look for special criteria, and none of the people, well, I can't say none, but 99% of the people running for office, they don't fulfill my criteria.
Yeah.
So I don't bother voting for them.
Yeah. And I've told candidates, like, well, are you going to support this person? I said, nope. I said, I'm a Republican. He's not. He's a rhino, so no, I won't buy. I tell the people what time it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go. All right, Kyle. So I'll see you next time. Take
all
care.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye. I got about 90 seconds left, man. Time flies by. But that's what I wanted to get so much into tonight is this. We need to wake up. The problem you have is there's too many, right? Okay, well, yeah, the red wave, okay. We have to create the red wave, but how much of that red wave is going to be relevant? I mean, we need to start being outraged. Okay, if they're going to be offended by a Native American being in a Land O'Lakes butter box and black guys on rice and pancake mixes, but keep the Quaker on the Quaker Oats box, if that's going to offend someone, then you need to be, hey, I'm offended by this. Excuse me. No, you need to start being offended and be against all this LGBT crap. Sorry, you're not going to have some LGBT whatever, he, who knows what he is, indoctrinate my kid. Sorry, not today, Satan. And with that, remember, folks, for the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence who mutually pledge each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And save my freedom movement, I'm going to check that out. And looks like an amazing thing. So I'll talk to y'all later. Good night, and God bless, and goodbye.